Welcome back, everyone. Today, we have a super fun, super sweet mission for a deep dive.
That's right. We're jumping into the story Mission Monkeys, Gandhi's Word Countdown.
It's all about four very special monkeys. First, there's Mila, who's like the super smart logic queen.
Then you've got Milo. He sometimes eats a candy a little too fast.
Yeah. And Mia, she's incredibly organized. And last but not least, there's Meek.
Oh, Meek, he's the silly one. He thinks every single piece of candy is banana flavored.
So here's the scene. The monkeys are at the annual candy carnival in a place called Sugar Pop Square.
And it's amazing. There are dancing gumdrops and candy pieces just, you know, floating in the air.
But there's a problem. A big one.
A very big one. A gummy bear with a stopwatch comes up and says the big parade can't start.
Why not?
Because all the candy is mixed up. It has to be sorted by color, by shape, Andy by size.
Wow, all three?
All three. And they only have 5 minutes before the cotton candy cannon explodes.
A cotton candy cannon. Whoa. So their mission and your mission is to help them sort all this candy and save the parade.
Yep. It's actually a really fun way to use your brain for some early math and logic puzzles.
Okay, let's do it. The monkeys dive right into this giant pile of candy, and they're asking for your help.
First up is Mia's table. This is round one, color sorting.
Okay, so Mia holds up three different candies for you to see. One is red, one is green, and one is blue.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to fill the big red bin. So which candy do you think goes in the red bin?
The red one, right.
You got it. The red one. Good job.
See, that first step is all about knowing your colors. The really important skill.
Okay, one round down. Now we're moving over to Mila's table for round two.
This one is shape sorting.
Right. So Mila holds up three new candies. There's a candy circle, a candy square, and a candy triangle.
All different shapes.
And the rule for her box is only squares go in. So which one is the square?
It's the one in the middle. It has those four pointy corners.
Exactly. The second one, awesome.
And that's all about recognizing different shapes. You're looking for circles, squares, all those things.
Okay, great work. Time for round three. We're at Mikla's table now.
Uh-oh. Mick's table. Let's hope he doesn't eat the clues.
He's trying his best. So this round is size sorting. He holds up three candies.
Okay, what's it got?
He has a tiny little jelly bean, a medium-sized gumdrop, and a giant lollipop.
Whoa. A giant one.
Yeah. And mixed bin is only for the tiny candies. So what do you think they should pick?
It has to be the jelly bean, right? It's the smallest one there.
The jelly bean it is. Perfect. And as Mick puts it in the bin, he says something really funny.
What's that?
He says, "And I didn't eat it this time."
Good for Mick. So that task is a great example of comparing sizes. You have to see what's tiny, what's medium, and what's giant.
Exactly. But, uh-oh, I hear a clock ticking.
It's the final minute. This is the final challenge with Milo. It's called Countdown Chaos.
This one is trickier. This time, you have to think about two things at once.
No, it's a logic puzzle.
It is. Okay, so look closely. There are three candies left on the table. A red square.
Got it.
A green square.
Okay.
And a red circle.
This is tricky. They all look kind of similar.
It is tricky. Milo needs the candy that is both red and a square. So which one is it?
So.
Yeah.
Not just red and not just a square. It has to be both.
That's right. Is it the green square?
No, that's the wrong color.
Is it the red circle?
Nope, that's the wrong shape.
So it must be.
The red square. The only one that's red and a square.
Yes. You got it. And bam. Milo throws the red square into the final bin, and it locks into place just as the countdown hits zero.
You're just in time.
And then the cotton candy cannon goes off, but instead of being sticky, it just explodes into these beautiful, glittery sugar clouds.
And the candy parade can finally begin. Hooray!
The monkeys did it, and you, their little helper, did it too?
They sorted all that candy just in time, and Mick is so happy he holds up a sign that says, "Candy for President."
That's perfect. What a fun mission.
It really is. And, you know, the story teaches some really great lessons. Sorting things like that helps build your early math and logic skills.
And it shows that thinking fast can actually be really fun and rewarding.
Exactly. And, you know, teamwork makes everything better. Plus, a little bit of candy helps, too.
It always does. So the Mission Monkeys sorted by color, shape, and size.
Those were the three rules.
So here's a final little puzzle for you to think about. If you were there at Sugar Pop Square, what's one other way you could sort all that candy?
Ooh, that's a good one. Not by color, shape, or size. Something different.
Something different. Maybe you could sort them by flavor. Or maybe by which ones are chewy and which ones are hard. It's something fun to think about.
A great question. Keep thinking and keep sorting, everyone. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.